All right, now, this course, the way that we run it, kind of mirrors the importance of assessment as a whole. Now, if you look in your book probably has us doing things like head, eyes, ears, nose, throat, neck. Then you get down to things like heart and lungs. Why do we do heart and lungs first? Say again? Okay, they are the major organs. Can you live without heart and lungs? No. Can you live without an eye? Can you live without your sense of smell?
Can you live and live without a tongue?
Yes, but can you live without a heart? Not yet. Not without some major technology. So part of the reason why we do it the way we do it is because in order of importance of assessment, heart and lungs trumps eyes. Now, why do we do skin before heart and lungs? Because it's the first thing we see. And there's a lot of breathing and cardiovascular information that we can tell about a person just by looking at their skin. So what did we say in terms of skin assessment is actually a measurement of respiratory status? Okay, well, that's not so much respiratory. That would be more cardiovascular. If the person has trouble breathing, how's their skin? Okay, so their color may change. May become pale or cyanotic or gray. What happens to a person's nails if they have breathing problems? Clubbing. Now, in terms of cardiovascular assessment, what do we have from skin? We have capillary refill, we have the temperature, we have the color. Okay, so there's a lot of different things we can tell about a person's cardiovascular and respiratory status just by looking at skin. And because skin is the very first thing we see when we look at a person, that's why we did skin first. But today, thorax and lungs. All right, so let's talk about landmarks. Now, what is a landmark? Have you ever gotten directions from someone and they say, turn at the big arches. Turn at the big banyan tree. Turn at the sign that says, anyone? Okay. So a landmark is something that stands out and lets you know where you are. So in terms of anatomy, a landmark is a portion of the anatomy that helps you to know where you are in relation to the rest of the body. So our landmarks, in the front, we have the ribs. So I want everyone to find the bottom of their rib cage in the front. This is called the costal margin. Okay. Then we have intercostal spaces. What is an intercostal space? Between the ribs. So the word rib must be translated to costo or costal. So costal means rib. Intercostal is the space between ribs. Manubriosternal angle. What the heck is a manubrium? Much less a manubriosternal. Okay. What is this bone right in front called? Sternum. The sternum. And it's made up of a couple different pieces of bone. It's actually three bones stuck together. What's the very top part of that called? The manubrium. Okay, so where the manubrium attaches to the main sternum is called the manubriosternal angle. You can find it on yourself. You should find a little bit of a ridge on your chest bone, and that ridge is the angle. Now, that angle corresponds to the second rib. The second rib connects right there. So right below that second rib is called the second intercostal space. That's going to be very important for when we assess the heart next week, which is tomorrow. All right, then the costal margin on the bottom. On the posterior side, we have the prominence and processes. What are we talking about there? Say again? Okay, bones. And what bones are we talking about? Not the ribs. What do the ribs connect to in the back? The vertebrae. So the vertebrae have little bony processes that stick off of them. Those are called the vertebral processes. Now, there's a particularly big vertebral process that we call the prominence because it is rather prominent. So take your arm, reach back, and find the biggest process you have on your vertebrae. Which vertebrae is that? Might want to know for tomorrow's quiz. Actually, not tomorrow's quiz, but when we do the quiz on this subject, 2 days from now. We have the scapula. What are the scapula? What's another word for scapula? Shoulder blade. So how many do we have? Two. So we have the scapula, and then we have the 12th rib. How many ribs does a person have on each side? Ooh, this is a tough one. Who's a betting person here?
Betting?
Yes, betting. Likes to bet on things? No? 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 Well, who would like to bet me that it's that? No? No one wants to bet? No? Too bad, because you guys would have made a lot of money on that bet. You have 12 ribs on each side. So the last rib is called the 12th rib. So the thorax starts at the shoulder and goes all the way down to the costal margin in the front, 12th rib in the back. Now we have something we call lines of reference. And you combine the landmarks with our lines of reference to describe where certain things are in the body, on the chest. So, in for the front, we have what we call the anterior axillary line. What is axillary? Of the armpit. So, anterior means front. So, put your finger right in the front of your armpit. Now, draw a line straight down. This is the anterior axillary line. Now, we have midclavicular line. Put your finger at the end of the clavicle and one on the other end of the clavicle. Halfway between those, you have what we call the midclavicular line. If you draw a line straight down on a guy, that will pretty much hit right over his nipple. On a woman, depends on their breast structure and whether they're wearing a push-up bra or not. Midsternal line is smack dab center of the chest, straight down the sternum. Then on the back, we have the scapular. The scapular line is the very inside of the scapula. So it'd be right on the inside right here. Now, that's going to move depending on whether the person is, you know, hunching their shoulders forward or pulling them back. But just relaxed position is what we're usually talking about. And then we have the vertebral, which is in the center. We also have what we call a posterior axillary line. Now, on the side, what we have is we have the anterior, the mid, and the posterior axillary lines. So, this is the anterior, this is the mid, and this is the posterior axillary line. So, using these lines of reference, lines of reference, you can describe where different things are located on the chest. All right, now let's talk about internal structures. The major, major, major thing that we're going to assess today is lungs. Now, do lungs live in the front or the back of the chest? They live in the back. They're actually the last organ before you hit chest wall. Now, they are asymmetrical. Why are they asymmetrical? Because Because the heart kind of pushes into the left one. So which one is bigger? The right one is bigger because the heart takes up a little bit of the left one. So the left one has how many lobes? And the right one has three. Now, surrounding the lungs is a membrane called the pleura. The pleura is 2-ply, just like your toilet paper. The inner lining is called the, starts with a V, visceral pleura, and the outer layer is called the parietal. Now, to get air down into the lungs, we have to suck it through a straw, right? And the first part of that straw is called the trachea. Now, the trachea is going to branch off into 2 smaller straws called bronchi. Now, those in turn are going to branch into smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller and smaller little straws. Collectively, we call that the bronchial tree because it branches.